My name's Graham Walker, I'm digital editor from here at the Star in Sheffield, and I'm backstage at WWE Revenge Tour, WrestleMania Revenge Tour, and I've actually got somebody very special with me. I've actually got Cody Rhodes. We all know him also as Stardust. He's a huge guy, he's 6'2", he's 220 pounds, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't like to mess with him, so I'm not going to ask him any deep and probing questions, but we have got some Twitter questions that I want to put to him as well. But first of all, let me say, welcome to Sheffield, Cody, and what's it like to be back in the UK?
Every time we're in the UK with the WWE tours, we do them twice a year. It's something that this crew looks forward to more particularly than so many things a year. It kind of goes hand in hand. You said it, the WrestleMania Revenge Tour. It has the connection to WrestleMania still. So it, to us, it still all feels kind of like WrestleMania fallout. You know, it's one of the best times of the year.
Now, I mean, you know, you've had to have been living on Mars not to know what WWE is. I mean, you're on TV in front of millions of people every night. But there's something rather special, I think, isn't there, about live? And there's still a few tickets, there are only a few tickets left. The show doesn't start well 7:30 tonight here in Sheffield. What would you say to people about coming to a live event? Why should they come?
It's an intimate experience, and it's never the same. If you ask 10 WWE superstars, WWE divas, what they like doing better, whether it's Monday Night Raw, whether it's SmackDown, or whether it's a live event, 10 out of 10 will tell you a live event. It's a chance that, think of Monday Night Raw as a commercial for what these live events actually are. These are the matches that the stories represent on Raw. You're getting the fully embodied matches. You're seeing more of the sports side of sports entertainment, and that here in the UK seems to be what they want.
Now, you know, I've met a lot of the wrestlers, but guys like Brock Lesnar and Big Show, and they scare me to death. But is there anybody out there that scares you?
Brock Lesnar, I don't think there's a man being honest with himself if he says he's not scared of Brock Lesnar. There was a night where Brock Lesnar picked me up and gave me an F5, a couple chair shots. The chair shots are one thing, but picking me up, I remember telling my brother, I said, I felt like a little boy. I felt like I was a little boy the way he snatched me up from the earth. He's just incredibly strong, a wonder of the world, and he's a real draw when it comes to what we do.
He really is. But you know what? I mean, what a great background, what a great family you come from. I mean, we've got to remember your brother Goldust.
Sure.
But also, I want to mention your dad as well. What a sad loss it was last year with Dusty Rhodes. And can you just tell me, I mean, how did that impact on you? How did it affect you?
Oh, it's still kind of a dark cloud. There's so much positive that's happened in light of his passing. The statue that they made for him at WrestleMania, Access, the trophy, the tag team tournament that they developed at NXT. So many positive ways. I've never seen them remember someone like they've remembered my father. But it's tough to come back. It's the one time in my life I wished I had an office job. I wish I could come back somewhere that I wasn't surrounded by him. And I'm adjusting as we go. It's one of the fun reasons that Stardust, the reason the split exists is because it's a bit of an escape. You know, right now isn't the time for me to be Cody Rhodes, I'd say, because it's pretty hard to be Cody Rhodes, if that makes any sense. As sad of a loss as it was for the public, it was equally and multitudes more sad for myself.
Well, you know, I was in this building in November with Hulk Hogan, and we did an evening with him, and he paid glowing tributes to your dad.
Yeah, they had a really unique bond with one another because of their roots in Tampa, in the Tampa area, and with Hulk Hogan breaking in there at Florida Championship Wrestling, and my dad being the star at Florida Championship Wrestling. And I think there was always, especially when Hogan became Hogan and rose through the ranks and to honors and levels that no superstar had before, there was always this budding, like, kind of rivalry, even though they're ships in the night in different generations. But they have quite a bond, and he always spoke really highly of them.
In terms of Stardust, let's get onto the character a little bit. We've got a comic book supervillain there. Yeah. I mean, how did you come up with it? How did you come up with the design? Was it all your idea?
Ooh, that is a really great, great question, and I don't... I think there was a need for Cody Rhodes to have a little less substance and a little more style. And that's brought out because my half-brother being Goldust, and there's so much sizzle, but the last thing I wanted to do was be Gold Dust Light, to be Silver Dust, to be something. The persona that is Stardust is obviously in, you know, honor of Gold Dust to some degree, but it had to be its own thing. And the direction it formed wasn't this androgynous, bizarre character. It became the comic book villain, and that's, I feel like, my wheelhouse. I've been a comic book reader my whole life, and it was very exciting to be able to go down that road and develop a rivalry with, like, Stephen Amell. It became Stardust's biggest rivalry, and that's exciting to think that this crossover element became the biggest part of Stardust and probably will go down as the biggest thing Stardust did.
Well, that brings us nicely on to just some finally. I've got some Twitter questions. We
sure. We
asked some of your fans to send some in. You'll have to bear with me because it's a little bit dark at the back of the arena here, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've got one here that says, now then, where are we? Where's the best question that we got? There's a number of them. I'm going to ask a few. So we got one here from Joe Edwards, Joe1703, and he said, what did you learn from your late great father? Great question.
Oh, whew. Great question. Too long of an answer. Wrestling families, it's osmosis. You're talking about wrestling at the dinner table. You're talking about wrestling in the car on the way to school. Even before I was in the business, I always felt like I was in the business. I believe the number one thing I learned from my father is accountability. It's so easy in sports entertainment to point the finger and say, well, I'm not getting the opportunity, or the term I often use is push and this and that. In the end, it's a much more fair world than you think. The hardest working people, the cream does rise, and it pays off. And that was, I hope he's right, because that would be the thing I learned the most from him, is a self-awareness and accountability.
We know that your dad had cancer. I had cancer myself last year, but I've been given the all clear, so I'm
delighted
to do that. But I did have somebody called Victoria Wood at Victoria1867, who says, ask him about his support for Cavendish Cancer Care, a local Sheffield charity.
Yes. So one thing was, it's kind of misreported that Pop had cancer. He did not have cancer. I think it's on his Wikipedia, it says stomach cancer. But the reason that we've been doing, we just recently did the charity campaign. We got 10 days left in it for Chris Travis, UK wrestling star.
Great guy. We had him actually in Sheffield doing some great events.
Never got the chance to meet him.
He was a lovely man.
And when I asked on Twitter, what do we want to support? It was overwhelmingly his name. And I asked Kevin Owens, I asked a few folks, and when your peers in this business of sharks, when your peers are gleaming about you and saying wonderful things, that means a lot. So it was definitely going to be our choice. And Cavendish Cancer Care and all those proceeds from that Our Ladder t-shirt, which Lord Mesa did an excellent job, I'm very excited that it's going so well. And there's a couple prizes in the way, like we gave away some Stardust boots for the someone in the most recent 25 buyers, and I believe Chris's brother is here at the show tonight. Hopefully get a chance to meet him intermission, and I'm real excited about this campaign. It's the goal is to reach 250 shirts, and we're almost halfway there with plenty of time to
go. Well, come on, guys. We need to push that a little bit more. Let's get you there.
Absolutely. It's represent.com. It's on my private Twitter, which isn't private at all, at @PrinceCGR, and it's a great shirt. It's for a great person and a great
call. We'll give that a big push, Cody, definitely. I've got one here that brings us up to date. Chris Eason at ChrisEason0628.
Yeah.
He says, when he cuts promos, does he try to impersonate Mark Hamill's version of the Joker?
Over time, Stardust started to do this, welcome to the menagerie of madness, the key above chaos, the labyrinth of welcome to the fifth dimension. This rap that was starting promos out became British, kind of, and it started to sound like Mark Hamill's Joker. It's not, I'm not trying, but gosh, I feel if I'm even remotely close to hitting that mark, that's kind of exciting, because Mark Hamill's embodiment of the Joker is first class. Like, if you think about Heath Ledger and what he did in the physical representation of the Joker, everyone's just blown away by what he did. But if I'm listing my top Jokers, people who may not know, Mark Hamill's up there. His animated Joker, if it's not his voice attached, it's hard to sell me on it.
Well, do you know what? I'm a personal friend of Dave Prowse, Darth Vader. I know he'd want to send his best wishes on to you.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'll
have to hook you two up. I'm sure you'll have a lot to talk about.
That would be very exciting.
Just a final question I've got here from Adam Thomas at ADS 102. He says, what's the best thing about being a wrestler? Is it worth all the traveling?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely worth all the traveling for reasons like you'll see tonight. The first time you get a moment to look out in the audience and see a father, a son, a mother, a son, a family, just a group of friends, the first time you see them having a good time and knowing that you did that, who cares about the travel? Yeah, the travel is rotten and it's aggressive, and especially on these tours, different city, every day, different show, but it's by far worth it. We have a silly slogan on the WWE, put smiles on people's faces, but it's accurate, and that's the goal, and I'm just glad to be part of it.
And just as a final point, I've got a very young reporter here. This is my nephew Thomas Kane, who's 8 years old, and he's got a final question he wants to ask you. So fire away, Thomas.
When you was like my age, who did you look up to as who was a wrestler?
What a great question.
Great question. Ooh. Shawn Michaels was my favorite wrestler because I always tried to... My dad is my favorite wrestler, but he's also my dad. So I always tried to almost veer away from his style and his kind of pro wrestling. And Shawn Michaels really appealed to me by far. And I've actually wrestled Shawn Michaels in this building. So he was my hero and he was my peer at one point. And definitely Shawn by a large margin.
Who's is yours, Thomas? Is it Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thomas, thank you so much.
Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you backstage at Sheffield Arena. There are just a few tickets left. You're going to have to hurry up and get yourselves down here. Show starts 7:30. But you guys are going to be back, I think, in Leeds later on this year in November. And then I think you're coming back to the arena here in Sheffield next year. And there's obviously the UK tour. We'll have all the details on all our websites. Cody, thank you ever so much for your time.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it. And I'm excited to be here. And this is going to be a hell of a show.
Thanks, man.